Hello, I'm Joe Cordell of the domestic litigation firm Cordell & Cordell. Here are a few quick divorce tips that we provide our clients. Number one, don't move out of your house just because your wife tells you to. Remember, that's your house too. And number two, don't blow through the financial statements that you file with the court. These are key exhibits, and they often make or break your case. And number three, watch the social networking. Expect your wife's lawyer to do a thorough online search. And incidentally, this is a two-way street. Now, a bonus tip. Partner with your attorney in assembling evidence. You're one of the two leading experts on your life and marriage. Your attorney needs your input to achieve your goals. And finally, talk to your attorney before taking action. Good luck.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's San Francisco area attorneys, a partner men can count on, online at CordellCordell.com. Offices in San Francisco, San Mateo, and San Jose. Se habla español. Legal services available in English and Spanish. Kimberly Llewellyn, licensed in California.
This is a download from BFM 89.9. The Business Station.
Good morning, I'm Sharad Kutan. With me, Brian Fernandez. And on the line, we have Priya Balchandani, energy analyst with Standard Chartered. Good morning, Priya. Oil prices slid on Friday, with U.S. crude down more than 3% on worries that commerce and energy demand in Florida and the Southeast will be hit hard by Hurricane Irma. Is there a silver lining, perhaps, for refiners in Asia?
Hi, Brian. Thanks so much for having us on the call. You know, these kinds of natural phenomena, such as hurricanes and the like, they shine a very strong light on the fragility of the areas affected. And the recent hurricanes have brought to light how strong the refining industry is in the U.S., with record high runs, and how these very runs are putting pressure on the crude oil inventories. So the refinery utilization rates have reached a 12-year high of 96.6%. The surplus of the crude inventories is at a 30-month low, so that's about 2.5 years, a low in that period. So in short, we have a 12-year high in crude processing volumes, a 30-month low in surplus in crude stocks, and revised data showing that production has declined in the U.S. from March to June. So the shutdown of most Gulf Coast refining capacity due to Hurricane Harvey and Irma is likely to remove the remaining surplus product inventories quickly. So that would have a positive effect for the refiners in Asia. But let me just start by sharing that this period is the first period in modern history that we have had a prolonged oil price rout based on the supply side of the equation. Most people out there believe that demand is declining. It is not declining. It is just growing at a slower pace than we've been used to. Every single previous time has been due to demand, either weak demand or falling oil demand. This makes this cycle very, very different and allows for a fair amount of confusion on many fronts. In fact, this is a brief history. In 2008 and 2009, immediately after the start of the global financial crisis, there was a huge fall in OECD demand, which brought oil prices down. Prior to that, in 1998 to 1999, the previous down cycle was the Asian financial crisis, large fall in demand, just at the same time OPEC increased supply. So there was a big surplus, but primarily a demand-determined price fall.
Now, given that OPEC has lost its pricing power and market share in the last few years, while shale producers have gained market share, is that a fundamental shift in market pricing power, or do you see the situation changing?
I'll get to that in just a second, but the question on silver lining for Asia. So in refined oil products in Asia is growing steadily, as we had expected. It rose more than half a million barrels per day just in the first half year on year in China, India, South Korea, and Japan. This is data from the respective governments, and this is not estimates. So the gross refining margins in Singapore, which is the region's refined oil product pricing center, are up 80% year on year. So this is a phenomenal amount of support for the oil prices, which is based on the oil product price support. Even though refining process volumes have grown in China, India, South Korea, we still have this price support, which is a tremendous indication of product support. And so, yes, I believe this is a silver lining for refiners in Asia. I think there is going to be continued support based on the fact that demand is still growing, even though supply is, because the demand is still there. Now, to your OPEC question. When you have a new entrant in the market, there's going to be some shift in power. Now, since shale has been noticed by the larger market just before 2013. Now, I say noticed because shale was still in existence before there was they were actually taken into account on a heavier basis. Now, we have seen a heavier weighting in data releases concerning their activity, concerning the shale oil activity. However, OPEC is still a formidable force in the market. There is no other organization that even fathoms bringing down supply by 1.8 million barrels per day. But OPEC has managed to do this, and they're doing it with some credibility and some regularity, bringing in other non-shale oil producers, non-OPEC and non-shale oil producers as well. So I see them having power, continued power. They may not have had as much of power before, but then that's what happens when you have a new entrant.
Hey, thanks a lot for your insights, Priya. That was Priya Balchandani, energy analyst for Standard Chartered Bank in Singapore.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
Hello, I'm Joe Cordell of the domestic litigation firm Cordell & Cordell. Here are a few quick divorce tips that we provide our clients. Number one, don't move out of your house just because your wife tells you to. Remember, that's your house too. And number two, don't blow through the financial statements that you file with the court. These are key exhibits, and they often make or break your case. And number three, watch the social networking. Expect your wife's lawyer to do a thorough online search. And incidentally, this is a two-way street. Now, a bonus tip. Partner with your attorney in assembling evidence. You're one of the two leading experts on your life and marriage. Your attorney needs your input to achieve your goals. And finally, talk to your attorney before taking action. Good luck.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's San Francisco area attorneys, a partner men can count on, online at CordellCordell.com. Offices in San Francisco, San Mateo, and San Jose. Se habla español. Legal services available in English and Spanish. Kimberly Llewellyn, licensed in California.